Breaking Biden author, Biden crime family would be in handcuffs if U.S. had a responsible Department of Justice. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 24, 2023. Breitbart editor-in-chief and New York Times best-selling Breaking Biden author Alex Marlow told YouTuber Stephen Gardner the Bidens would be in handcuffs if the United States had a responsible Department of Justice. In a Tuesday interview, Gardner asked Marlow to explain to his YouTube audience why crime family is a fair description for President Joe Biden and his family. Marlow noted that his extensively researched and heavily footnoted new book, Breaking Biden, has all the receipts to back up the use of this moniker for the Bidens. "I'll give you a couple examples of known crimes that the Biden family has pulled off," Marlow said. "The first one is Burisma, which is one that you don't need me to shed much new light on. Perhaps I can distill it down to something a little more simple than some in conservative media have made it seem," he added. "Some people made it seem more complicated than it is." Marlow then summarized Hunter Biden's Burisma scandal. Hunter Biden took a job with a Ukrainian energy company for $1 million a year, and he knew nothing about Ukraine or energy, as far as we can know, so that's very odd. No one has ever asked Hunter what he's done for this company. That should be the first question he gets when he eventually gets subpoenaed by these various committees that are finally, seems like, unearthing some of the remaining details. The U.S.'s policy was that there was a prosecutor that was looking into Burisma in Ukraine that was doing a perfectly fine job. The State Department confirmed this, they thought the prosecutor was doing a good job. Despite that, Joe Biden threatened the country of Ukraine that he would withhold $1 billion if they didn't fire the prosecutor. That is a material change of U.S. policy that goes directly against Barack Obama and Joe Biden's own State Department, and Hunter got a bag of cash in the process. This is clearly bribery, it's clearly a crime, and you should get the handcuffs out," Marlow said, adding, "If we had a responsible Department of Justice, then they would have held the Bidens accountable for this." Crime number two is Hunter Biden's gun charge, which appears to be a clear crime, the Breitbart News editor-in-chief continued. "It's all documented in Breaking Biden, and Hunter intended to plead guilty. But then he realized he was gonna get labeled a felon, which he would have been, and I think he decided he's gonna take his chances on the legal system." Marlow went on to say in Breaking Biden he documents at least a half a dozen countries where the Biden family is doing deals. And in almost all of these instances you see favorable policy from Joe Biden. "I don't have subpoena power," Marlow noted. "I'm in my home office. I had a team of 5 part-time investigators help me on the book. I don't have a big staff and a big congressional office, and several friends in Congress going through stuff for me. And I was able to track down probably north of 20 international deals." Marlow added all of these deals involved different policies being favorable from either Vice President or President Biden. Marlow cited an article he wrote earlier in the week on Frank Biden, who had received support from the Costa Rican government to build a country club, coincidentally when Joe Biden was prioritizing the small country as a strategic partner. "There's no evidence that Frank Biden knows anything about building a country club," Marlow said. "There's no evidence at all that he should be doing that, and we know that taxpayer money goes into it." The Obama-Biden administration also authorized a $6.5 million taxpayer-backed loan for one of Frank's companies, Sun Fund Americas, to operate a solar business in the country. A detail first unearthed by Breitbart senior contributor Peter Schweitzer in his book Profiles in Corruption. "Hopefully the book is the catalyst that gets people fired up in Washington," Marlow said. Breaking Biden, exposing the hidden forces and secret money machine behind Joe Biden, his family, and his administration is available in hardcover, ebook, and audiobook read by the author. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X/Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.